Hey, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石, Chapter 106, translation by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. It wasn't just the onlookers who hadn't expected it. Even Shen Xiao had never anticipated that Yan Wushu would suddenly make an appearance. With the manner in which he spoke such awe-inspiring and heroic words upon his arrival, everyone naturally thought that he was going to engage in a fight to the death with Hu Lugu. Instead, he abruptly grabbed the other person and left. He did not even spare any concern for his disciple whom he had left behind. Xuan Dushan's Tian Kuo Hongying was unparalleled in this world. Although the Huan Yue Zong's Qing Gong was not as renowned, Yan Wushu's movements were so quick that they vanished from everyone's sight in an instant. Everyone else aside, even Hu Lugu could do nothing but watch the dust of the rider ahead with no hope of ever catching up. Of course, it was also possible Hu Lugu never expected that he would encounter a Zong Shi who was this shameless. Shen Xiao hadn't expected it either. He was injured. His qi and blood were surging turbulently, which made it difficult for him to make any rash movements. Yan Wushu carried him in his arms as he crossed the distance that spanned more than 10 li. His gait was stable, as if he was walking on level ground, without the slightest jolt or bump. He had a relaxed expression on his face, and his lips even contained a hint of a smile. This clearly was an effortless feat for him. Xin Xiao regained enough control of himself to react. He wanted to speak, but a mouthful of blood was stuck in his throat, and he had to force himself to swallow it down. He coughed twice before saying, "Let me down." The hardened and unperturbed old god, that was Yan Wushu, calmly responded, "What's the hurry? We just got down the mountain. If Hu Lugu catches up to us, wouldn't all this effort then go to waste?" With this beauty in his arms, why not carry him for a few more scores of li? It was not as if Yan Wushu had suddenly become a proper and upright gentleman after meeting Shen Xiao. It was just that he understood Shen Xiao's character very well. This Taoist priest is amenable to coaxing, but not to coercion. If the tyrant tries to bend the bow using brute force, he would likely never be able to advance any further in this life. Yet if he were only to use gentle coaxing, it would be just as unfeasible. This pure-hearted, indifferent, and beautiful Taoist priest cleanses his heart and abstains from worldly desires, and has long since cultivated to the point that he has already detached himself from the secular world. This person was as tenacious as the silk of the pampas grass, a monolith that one could never hope to shift, not even by a little. However, Yan Wushu does not consider the completely inspicuous and unexceptional monolith to be comparable to Shen Qiao. If he desired it, Yan Wushu would even pluck the stars from the heavens. Shen Qiao was somewhat speechless. "I had actually thought that you would fight Hu Lugu." Yan Wushu smiled and said, "If I were to fight him now, I'm afraid that my skills are still slightly inferior to his. Why should I waste effort to engage in such an unprofitable affair? If I am to make my move, it will be when the outcome is assured. Bun Zuo does not engage in meaningless actions like using a bamboo basket to draw water, only to end up with nothing." He was never one to shy away from telling the truth, but even if it was the truth, it still carried some of Yan Wushu's trademark arrogance and imperious manner. Xin Xiao didn't respond. That last fight had truly drained him of all his energy. He also suffered from internal injuries and was extremely exhausted. The fatigue was too much. Soon enough, he unwittingly closed his eyes and fell into a deep slumber. Yan Wushu lowered his head to take a look, and the corner of his mouth lifted into a smile. He held the person close and walked at a steady pace for dozens of li until they had exited Qingcheng Town, heading northeast. It had been so long since Shen Qiao had last slept properly like a normal person. This did not mean that he no longer needed to sleep. It was just that for martial arts practitioners, sleeping can also count as a form of training. One can also train their martial arts while sleeping by circulating their zhenqi throughout their body. This allowed them to continue mobilizing their martial arts even during times of rest. Although Shen Qiao was not particularly bothered by the likes of success and failure or glory and dishonor, he was keenly aware of the principle that if someone was strong enough, they would never be at the mercy of others to be oppressed or slaughtered. Ever since he had rebuilt his foundations, he spent every single day training both diligently and relentlessly. Even at night, he would usually meditate as a way to rest and recover his strength. In his fight against Hu Lu Gu, he had used up all of his Nei Li, and his heart and mind were exhausted. Right now, his Dan Tian was an echoingly empty void. Whenever he slept, even whilst dreaming, he would still retain a thread of consciousness as to take note of any changes in his surroundings. But at this moment, he was unable to do so. He lost consciousness as he closed his eyes and soon entered a strange and surreal dream. By the time he woke up, he was already lying on a bed. He turned his head to look outside the window and saw that it was already dusk. The only light in the room was the several candles that gently flickered on the nightstand by the bed, illuminating the room with their faint glow. Even before Shen Qiao could frown and chase away the memories of his dreams, a voice laced with humor spread to his ears. "What kind of beautiful dream did you have that you still try to recall and savor it repeatedly even after you've woken up?" Shen Qiao only then realized that something was wrong. What his back was resting on was obviously not a pillow. Instead, it was Yan Wushi's thigh. He had woken up with his head pillowed on Yan Wushi's thigh. No matter how calm and collected Shen Qiao generally was, he couldn't help but feel a little uncomfortable upon realizing this. He used his elbows to support his body and tried to get up. Yan Wushi pressed on his shoulders to move him back down. "You still have internal injuries. It is unadvisable to move about so recklessly." Shen Qiao's chest was indeed throbbing with a dull pain, and the circulation of the jinxi within his body was both sluggish and stagnant. He didn't even have the strength to sit up, yet he persisted in propping up his upper body and shifting himself onto the bed. Upon feeling the solid surface at his back, he breathed a sigh of relief. Leaning against the bed made him feel a little safer. It gave him better peace of mind. Yan Wushi closely observed his countenance, finding it to be extremely interesting. "What sort of dream did you have? Your face is blushing like the peach blossoms in spring, and your eyes are dewy and moist." "Shen Qiao?" Being described in such a manner, anyone who didn't know better would think he'd had a spring dream. Yan Wushi also reached out to touch his face. He said, "Your face feels so hot. It must have been a spring dream. Did you dream of this venerable one?" The corners of Shen Qiao's mouth twitched and he replied, "Not so. Yin Zongzhu will be disappointed to hear that it was a dream where I was fighting against several people. Even after waking up, I feel extremely fatigued." He would never disclose that Yan Wushi was among the people whom he had fought against. Who knows what the other person would say if he knew. However, he had obviously underestimated just how thick-skinned the Huan Yue Zong's Zongzhu was. Even if he didn't reveal anything, the other person would still say the most brazen of things. "Fighting? Where were you fighting?" Could it be that you were fighting on the bed? Shen Qiao said angrily. If Yan Zongzhu persists in speaking in such a frivolous and disrespectful manner, Pin Dao will refrain from speaking with you. Even though his family's A Qiao was threatening him, he could only do so in such a soft and fluffy manner, his warning lacking even a trace of deterrence. Yan Wushi laughed loudly and said, all right, I won't say any more. Then how about you say something? You speak first. Shen Qiao calmed himself and then asked, how long was I asleep? Yan Wushi replied, that's easy to answer. An entire day and night. Shen Qiao was slightly taken aback. He hadn't expected himself to sleep for so long. His injuries would still need some time to get better. Although when he woke up, the pain in his body seemed to have reduced considerably. It seems that Yan Wushi had helped him recuperate while he was sleeping. Thus he arched his hands and said, many thanks to Yan Zongzhu. In the future, should Yan Zongzhu need anything, as long as it does not go against the laws of nature or of ethics, Shen Qiao will definitely do his utmost to assist. He thought about how the other person's choice of words and actions were generally somewhat absurd and unreliable, his conduct while at Bixiazong even more astonishing. This caused him to become a little concerned, hence he proceeded to add another caveat. It also can't be anything too absurd or preposterous, or anything that would be deemed unsightly by the secular world. Although Shen Qiao is no longer the Zhang Jiao of Shen Dushan, he is still ranked as one of the top 10 Zongshi level experts of the world. Given his kind of character, a promise from him was truly priceless. Yan Wushi smiled, but he casually declined the offer. No need. I already collected my reward just now, so you don't need to be so courteous. Besides, with the kind of relationship that we have, you don't need to behave in such an unfamiliar manner with But Zuo. What kind of relationship do we have? How come I wasn't aware of it? Shen Qiao was flabbergasted, his eyes staring blankly and his mouth agape. He felt that Yan Wushi must have spent the last few years cultivating the thickness of the skin on his face, not on improving his martial arts or managing his sect. Yan Wushi smiled while looking at him. Is A Qiao thirsty? Shen Qiao subconsciously answered, I'm not. Many thanks to Yan Zongzhu for your concern. Yan Wushi replied, I thought so. I already fed you with some honey water while you were asleep. A sense of foreboding rose within Shen Qiao's heart. He asked, how did you feed it? Yan Wushi replied to him in a strange tone. From cup to mouth, of course. How else did you want me to feed it? Before Shen Qiao could respond, his expression suddenly changed, as if he had just realized something. Could it be that you thought I fed it to you via mouth-to-mouth? Qiao, you have always been such a righteous and proper gentleman. When did you become so lewd and vulgar? Shen Qiao. Once again, he was left dumbstruck and speechless by the other person. No matter how accomplished and well-mannered Shen Qiao was, he still couldn't help but want to roll his eyes. Yan Wushi then comforted him, saying, one can't blame you for misunderstanding. I already told you that the people of He Huanzong are never up to anything good, and that you shouldn't fraternize with them, especially with those Yao Nu like Yun Xiuxiu and Bai Rong. Should you come across them next time, just stay away from them as far as possible. Wu Jia A Qiao is a vivacious and wholesome beauty. How could I let him be defiled by those people? The reputation of your Huan Yuzong doesn't seem to be any better than that of He Huanzong. And what do you mean by Wu Jia A Qiao? Who is part of your family? Although Shen Qiao complained and criticized him madly in his thoughts, he was well aware that he was not as eloquent as Yan Wushi. If he said even one sentence, the other person would definitely answer back with 10 more. Earlier, when he had been injured and fell into a deep lethargic sleep, he couldn't do anything. But now that he'd woken up, Shen Xiao's first thought was his concern for the people who were still on Qingchengshan. I wonder how Zhao Zongzhu and the others are. I will go back tomorrow and have a look. Yan Wushi gave a faint sneer as he replied,
Hu Lu Gu's target was you. Since you had already left, he couldn't care less about the rest of them, as long as they're not voluntarily seeking their own deaths. Given Hu Lu Gu's pride, it would be unlikely for him to kill people who are no more than worthless weeds in his eyes.
Hu Lu Gu was probably still conscious of his identity and status of a Zongshi, thus he would definitely not stoop so low as to forgo his ethical constraints and commit a massacre. However, both Duan Wenyang and the He Huanzong were taking the opportunity to fish in troubled waters, so it would be less simple to chase them away. But that was Chun Yangguan's problem to deal with. Likewise, Zhao Chiying and her group were not children who were so helpless and feeble that they could not even trust a chicken. If they were so easy to trample on, they would not need to show their faces in the Jianghu in the future. Shen Xiao reminded him, Yu Shengyan is still on Qingchengshan. Yan Wuxi's response to the statement was even more blunt.
If he isn't even capable of dealing with minor nuisances like this, then he isn't qualified to be this venerable one's disciple.
In Yan Wuxi's eyes, people who were weak were unworthy of his attention. During the past few decades, Shen Xiao had been the only exception. But there was only one Shen Xiao. Everyone else was undeserving of any additional effort or concern from him, and this included his own disciples. He had already taught his disciples all his skills. If he still needed to shield them from everything that the world could throw at them, then there is no point for them to continue mingling around in the Jianghu. They might as well just end it all and kill themselves by bashing their heads against the wall. Shen Xiao obviously did not agree with this line of thinking. He could see the logic behind Yan Wuxi's words, but while Zhao Chiying and Li Qingyu were capable of defending themselves, Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yexue's martial arts skills were not as formidable. If a fight were to really break out, their teacher may not be able to protect them throughout the chaos and prevent them from suffering any injuries. Yan Wuxi noticed that he was in a distracted state and stretched out both his hands to pinch his cheeks.
When will you ever get rid of this bad habit of worrying for all the people in the world? You are injured. If you go back there, you will only be a burden. Why think of saving others? In any case, it has been a day and a night since. Any fight that ensued has already ended. What is the point in going?
Shen Xiao had been caught unawares and was pinched by him. He unconsciously tried to lean his head backwards to avoid him.
Yan Zongzhu, please have some self-respect.
Yan Wuxi smiled as he replied, Ah Qiao is so unreasonable.
What can be hugged, I've hugged. What can be touched, I've touched. What can be fed to you, I've fed. Which part of your body has this venerable and yet to touch? What's wrong with a bit of pinching? I see that you're not one for wearing makeup, not like those sheltered girls in their boudoirs. But even then, your skin is no less smooth and delicate than theirs. If you were to dress as a woman, your looks would definitely be stellar and of the finest quality.
Shen Xiao was focused on thinking only about the proper matters at hand. When he heard the other's words, he simply accepted it as more of Yan Wuxi's impulsively and randomly spouted nonsense, with the words going through one ear and leaving out the other. He frowned and said, Yan Zongzhu had demonstrated incredible foresight and preternatural accuracy when he previously stated that Hu Lu Gu was not dead. At the time, I had a hard time believing it. But now, what you foretold has become reality. Hu Lu Gu has appeared in the Jianghu once more, and my Shizun has already passed on. Looking at the state of the world now, there is no one who can control or subdue him. The Tuchue people are close to Yu Wenyun,
and Yuan Yuan is conspiring with both He Huanzong and the Buddhist faction. The Shijian Dahui has come to an untimely end, and is now a broken halberd buried in the sand. And Chun Yangguan has also met with an unforeseen misfortune. I fear that the peaceful days of the Jianghu are at an end. Yan Wushi rested against the bed and replied lazily,
Why on earth are you worrying about others?
Isn't Chun Yangguan's decline a good opportunity for Xuan Dushan to rise up again? With your current level of martial arts, you could have beaten Yu Ai to the ground a long time ago. It would not be a difficult task for you to storm into Xuan Dushan and reclaim your position as Zhang Jiao if you so wish. Why help others weave their bridal attire? If you have such intentions, I will be sure to assist you.
Xin Xiao glanced at him. He tried to endure it, but in the end he found that he really couldn't. He said in a helpless tone, If you want to speak, then speak, but could you not put your hand on my leg? It's completely frivolous and undignified. Had it not been for his injuries and the fact that he was sleeping on the innermost side of the bed, he would have long since slept off. Yan Wushi patted it twice and then chuckled,
So this here is actually your leg. I had thought it to be a pillow.
As he said this, he reached under the blanket and retrieved a cushion from beside Shen Xiao's leg. He placed his hands on it, patting it gently.
Xin Xiao thought, How utterly shameless.